The U.S. and Israeli war against Iran continued into its 10th day with no signs of peace on the horizon. Israeli military spokesperson General Effie Defrin gave an update Monday. Speaking in Hebrew, he said, "We are on the 10th day of Operation Roaring Lion, the name for Israel's part of the war." He described eliminating 1,900 soldiers and commanders, calling it an ongoing effort that is intensifying the impact on all layers of Iran's regime. On the ground, it's just more war. Iran's capital, Tehran, has no system of shelters and sirens to warn civilians of airstrikes. And of course, the war's effects reach beyond the borders of Iran and Israel. Pakistan has shut its schools for 2 weeks to save fuel, affecting some 40 million students. Humanitarian workers in Gaza are struggling to change supply lines to keep aid flowing. And fighting has ramped up in Lebanon with intensified Israeli attacks over the last week. The UN Special Coordinator for Lebanon, Janine Hennis-Plasschaert, said Lebanon was, in her words, dragged back into a state of turmoil in violence. UNICEF says nearly 700,000 people in Lebanon have been displaced, including 200,000 children. Anne Veland is Lebanon Country Director for the UN's World Food Program.
Being prepared for crisis is part of WFP's bread and butter, so we were able to quickly activate both the food and the cash response. However, as needs continue to outpace our capacity to respond, we are in very urgent need of additional funding and support in order to continue to sustain the scale of the response in this current crisis.
The WFP is also warning that the conflict is already having food security impacts across the Middle East, with spiking prices in Gaza and threats to the global fertilizer supply that largely passes through the Strait of Hormuz. The head of the International Maritime Organization says at least 7 mariners have been killed in the strait in recent attacks, though President Trump says oil tanker crews should show some guts and just keep going through the strait. And on an even more global scale, the European Union's economic chief is warning of stagflation if the war drags on. President Trump says the war could end soon, calling it a short-term excursion. But the war continues, along with the rhetoric of war. Israeli ambassador to the UN, Dani Dallon, says Israel believes in diplomacy, but he adds it takes more than declarations.
The new leader, unfortunately, is more of the same. Same ideology, same radical ideas. And if, you know, anyone will promote those radical ideas against us, we will target them. We will find them.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.